Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival. We're here with Neil Jordan, president of the jury. Hello, Mr. Jordan. How are you?
Hello. How are you? I'm very good. Very good.
How's the task? How's the jury task going?
Very good so far. Very nice jury. Jurors, great conversations, beautiful collaborators, movies, good, yeah. Mm. Some extraordinary films, some not so extraordinary, you know, but it's interesting. Yeah.
It always happens, right? Yeah. Where are the difficulties of the job?
Of the job of being on a film festival? Yeah. Well, the difficulty is seeing three movies a day, you know. I mean, it's you want to keep your concentration up. You want to make sure that you can respond, you know, kind of honestly to every film you see. And seeing three or four films a day is hard. It's hard work.
And do you see the films with director's eyes or not? I mean, you try to be more of a member of the audience.
Well, I see them as a member of the audience always, you know. You know, I mean, I watch movies, I think, oh, I wish I'd done that, or why didn't they do that? But I respond the way an audience responds, you know.
And you are always looking for the quality, cinematic quality, or you think about the future of the festival? Because some jurors, they say, well, this award, this movie winning would be great for this festival to survive, to be stronger. I mean, this policy.
Oh, this is a very strong festival. It doesn't need any help from me to survive. One of the reasons I'm here is because it's such a special festival, you know. No, I just respond to a movie. I want to be moved when I go into the cinema, you know. I want to be moved by a performance. I want to be moved by an idea. I want to be moved by a story. You know, I want there to be a reason for movies to be still on the screen, you know, and that's how I respond. The great thing about this festival is you see the movies with an audience, which is kind of unique, really. I mean, if you're on the jury in Cannes or in Venice, you don't see it with the festival audience. You see them on your own, you know. So in this case, we're sitting amongst the audience, and it's cool.
Is it helpful in any way for the decisions?
It is helpful. The audience are very generous, sometimes too generous, you know. They are big, you know. Even for tiny little movies, there's a huge audience. So it's kind of a privilege, I think, for small independent movies to get into a festival like this, because they kind of find an audience they wouldn't find elsewhere.
So you told me the festival is strong. That's not on your mind when you decide on films. But what about changing lives with your awards? Some actors can be, their careers can be changed by an award.
Yeah, well, you just have to respond honestly. You have to say, this performance moved me, you know, really. Or this performance did something that no other performances do, you know. I mean, you really just have to respond honestly, you know. I mean, I don't have any friends among the actors I've seen. You know, nobody slipped me a brown envelope, and I wouldn't accept it if they did. But it's like, you know, you just have to honestly say, wow, that was something really special, and respond to it.
What about you as a director? What are you working on?
Me as a director? I'm working, like everybody, I've been asked to write several TV series, and I've got two movies that I want to make. So I have a film I might be making in the spring, but that's all I can say.
Are you finding difficulties in making these films? And is it difficult for you to finance them?
It's very difficult for anybody to finance a movie these days. It used to be I'd finish one movie, I'd write another, and I'd be preparing one movie when I'd finished the one. I'd be editing one movie, I'd be preparing the next. Now the financing can take sometimes years. Yeah.
Taking your career in account, it shouldn't be so difficult.
Well, it is difficult, believe me. I think it's difficult for everybody, you know. Even big directors like in Hollywood, I think it's difficult. Studios do not make what they call dramas anymore. You know, they make big event movies, they make sequels, they make comic strip films, you know, they make films, they make large properties. The kind of films I make, studios would now call a drama, you know, and they're very reluctant to make those.
So there are the series. Are you interested in these streaming services, the new streaming services scheme, platforms?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm interested in them. It's kind of sad that they're the only home for a certain kind of movie these days, but they give a new opportunity to tell a story in a much bigger, much longer way, not a bigger. So it's like the image has gotten smaller, but the writing has gotten bigger, kind of thing, you know.
Okay, Neil Jordan, thank you very much. This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.